35. Complete joy. Only God can give you the joy you want. You want a joy that is lasting and complete. This is a beautiful desire. You want lasting joy in a world where so few things seem to last. And you want a joy that is forever. Not fleeting moments of pleasure, but a joy that goes on and on with no end. You want complete joy. We may be confused about what will bring that complete joy. At different times in our lives, we may think so many things, people, accomplishments, or pleasures will bring us the joy we desire, but they all leave us wanting. The interesting thing is that God wants you to have complete joy. He created you for it. Jesus came so that you could be immersed in complete joy. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. John chapter 15, verse 11. Is your joy complete? If it isn't, why? What is diminishing your joy? Who or what is robbing you of joy? What's standing in the way of the complete joy that Jesus wants for you? How hard are you willing to work for that joy? What are you willing to sacrifice in order to have that complete joy? Are you getting in the way of your own joy? And perhaps the question in all of this, does the gospel offer the best path to this complete joy? If you say no, that's okay. I think you are wrong, but if you honestly feel that way, there is no shortcut. You have to explore why you feel that way. What is the alternative path that is better than the gospel at leading people to the complete joy that we desire? Does it have a track record, or is this just something you have imagined that allows you to do whatever you want under the false premise that someday, somewhere, somehow, it will lead to complete joy? The gospel has a long track record of leading people to complete joy. I could list 1,000 examples, but the beautiful thing is, you can test it for yourself and obtain instant proof. Start to embrace the gospel more, a little more, a lot more, that's up to you. But start to intentionally live the gospel more each day. As you do, pay attention to the joy that increases in you. Pay attention to the clarity you have about what really matters and what doesn't. Pay attention to the stress and anxiety as it diminishes. Pay attention. I think you want what Jesus wants. This is one of the classic discoveries of the spiritual journey. At some point, as we grow in grace and awareness, we discover that we do indeed want what God wants for us, complete joy. The gospel is an invitation to and a blueprint for that complete joy. Point to ponder. Gratitude is a sure path to joy. Verse to live. A joyful heart is life itself, and rejoicing lengthens one's lifespan. Sirach chapter 30, verse 22. Question to consider. What really brings you joy? Prayer. Jesus, let me get out of the way so you can fill me with complete joy.